when one finds oneself in all, and when one finds all in oneself, repeat, when one finds oneself in all, and when one finds all in oneself, and when one finds that one has become all, then you have knowledge, and then there is no sorrow. It's a great statement of knowledge. Now you will remember this statement, When one becomes, when one finds oneself in all, and when one finds all in oneself, and when one has become all, then you have the knowledge. He reflected, he went to his room and reflected all the time on this statement. Can you repeat this statement? Once more, can you repeat this statement? When one finds oneself
in all,
and when one finds all in oneself, and when one becomes all, right? Then one has the knowledge, and when one has no sorrow. Whole day he reflected and tried to become, to experience himself in all in himself, and he is himself becoming all. Have you made this exercise any time? You try. When you find yourself in all, you try sometime. When you try yourself, when one becomes, one finds in all, you are no more this one. This, what you call yourself, is no more yourself. When one finds oneself in all in oneself. The whole day he spent in doing this. And fortunately, the next day he was able to meet her once again. And then he asked her, I want to become all. I have no ambition, but I aspire for becoming all. I want to give myself so that I may become all. I want to include all in myself so that nobody is separate from me. I am he and he is myself. Everyone, I feel one with them. He asks how to do it. So she said, this is a long process by which knowledge is obtained, one becomes liberated, and one becomes perfect. Do not think that by living in this White House, you will have the experience that you want. This is the message she gives him. Do not think in this White House, by living where you are, where there is conflict between vitalism and idealism, and the narrow life in which we are all circumscribed, do not think you will have this experience. You must meet somebody who lives in all the time. said, I too do not live in all. I still, although she had power of clairvoyance, she had good knowledge of many things, but she said, even I do not have that knowledge. You have to find somebody. You have to find somebody who is really living in all, who vibrates with all, who feels all. She gave the word, one who lives in cosmic consciousness. This is another word you must learn. One who lives in cosmic consciousness. There is a consciousness which is cosmic. We all live in small consciousness, no? Limited. I know only a little bit of myself. What I want, what I think, my small connections, my relationships, my small friendships, small battles of life. But nothing more than that. She said there has to be a big expansion of your being, cosmic consciousness. So you must meet somebody who lives in cosmic consciousness. And even that is not enough. There is still a higher consciousness, which is called transcendental consciousness. I should use this word, huh? Transcendental consciousness, which transcends. You know the meaning of transcending. Have you heard this word transcending? To cross the borders, to go beyond. So even beyond the cosmos you go. You expand into the whole cosmos and still go beyond. Said when you do this, you find somebody who has lived in cosmic consciousness, who has lived in transcendental consciousness. Without meeting this, you cannot have this knowledge. By reading books, you cannot have it. By wandering in the world, you cannot have it. You must find somebody who lives in that consciousness. He went back to his room. And next day, when Leela came to her room, she found a note in his room. I am leaving in search of one who lives in cosmic consciousness and in transcendental consciousness. Please do not worry, I will take care of myself. He had left White House, gone in search of this. He was in search of that by which ignorance can be removed, one can be liberated, and one can become perfect. All right? That's the story. Pardon? Now what happens to him, if you want to know, you should give me another week. All right, we shall find out. Yes, certainly, please.
Yes. I wanted to announce.